Hi there. The word for today is 7 Scriptural Steps to Success. In 2 Chronicles 31 verse 21 we read, "He was successful because he obeyed the Lord." Here are 7 scriptural steps to success in life. First, put God first. He wants you to succeed. After all, what good parent wouldn't? So work first on your relationship with him. Job 22 verse 21 says, "Acquaint now thyself with him, thereby good shall come unto thee." Second, help others to become successful. Ephesians 6 and 8 says, "Whatever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord." Don't just be interested in yourself. Become interested in others too. Third, create a climate of confidence around you. As long as you keep speaking words of doubt and fear, you'll never experience victory. Remind yourself of 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." Number 4, stay informed. Proverbs 1 verse 5 says, "A wise man will hear and increase learning." So learn to observe, read, and grow. If you're willing to pay money for a good meal but not for a good book, what does that say? That you value your appetite more than your mind or your growth? Number 5, visualize yourself attaining your goal. Think and talk in success pictures. See it. Moses did that. Hebrews 11 verse 27 in the Message says that he had his eye on the one no eye can see and kept right on going. Number 6, write down your plan and establish deadlines. You've got to do that. Make a detailed list of required activities, set checkpoints, guard your mind, and prioritize your time. In other words, do what it says in Ephesians 5:16 in the Message, use your head and make the most of every chance you get. And number 7, set a realistic goal and work toward it one priority at a time. Many things in life fail for one reason. Do you know what it is? Broken focus. So avoid distraction. James 1:8 says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." If you do these 7 things, you'll succeed in life.